This is Dave and Darren in the morning, only on Rock 104.9.
And we are joined, as we usually are at this time on Fridays, by the one and only Mike Schultz. He's the entertainment editor of the River City's Reader and the movie critic in residence over there. Also spends a good portion of his time planning the calendar, so we
that
all know what's going on in the Quad Cities. Read his reviews at rcreader.com. Did you not tweet any reviews this week?
I thought I did. Did I not? I'm pretty sure I did.
I went looking around for you, and I couldn't find you on the Twitter. Maybe my Twitter machine is broken.
Maybe your Twitter machine is broken. I'm pretty sure I did that.
Of course, the beauty is I was able to just, after giving up on Twitter looking for the review, I just texted Mike and said, hey, we're going to go see Horrible Bosses. Is that a good idea or not?
Did you go see it?
Did see it.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, I did,
it was
too.
Good. It was good. Yeah. It was funny.
I did, too.
I mean, it's not the funniest movie I've ever seen.
No.
I'll say this.
Funny enough, though, huh?
Here's the problem with all comedies. This is a discussion that Jenny and I had on the ride home. The problem with all comedies is this. They all start out hilarious, and then they've got to wrap things up.
Yeah.
And in the wrapping things up, often it kind of peters off.
Yes.
I will say about Horrible Bosses, it is a movie that ends exactly when it needs to.
Yes, it does. It has a great quick blackout.
It's exactly
it's like, bam, and right. Out here are the credits.
Because like I'm going back to Bridesmaids, and walking out of that, I laughed a lot harder at Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
But also, it was like, as I'm walking out, I'm thinking, that movie owes me a good 20 minutes of my life back.
Yeah.
Horrible
or
Bosses
half an hour.
Has a very funny tone throughout. I don't know that I ever was like laughing like crazy hard.
There's nothing
hard.
Uproarious in it. No,
right.
There's nothing like the plane scene in Bridesmaids by any means. No, it's pleasant in a kind of raunchy way.
It's consistently funny.
I'll tell you, Charlie Day, man, all he has to do is open his mouth.
Yeah.
Just start talking,
or just
and
look
I'm on the
at,
floor.
Or just look
yeah, just
at
just stare in the camera.
Yeah.
He is so good.
The scenes with Jennifer Aniston, who is completely not playing the Jennifer Aniston role. Good for her.
Good for her.
The scenes where she's sexually harassing Charlie Day. They could be the funniest part of the whole movie.
Yeah, those are pretty great.
That's pretty outstanding.
I like Colin Farrell a lot too. I think he's playing against type
pretty good.
Nicely. Yeah, I had a good time. It's
Jason
short.
Bateman's great. That Jason Sudeikis, I think, has got a future.
I dig him. I thought the three of them together. I said in my review they should have played the Three Stooges. They should have got those three because that's kind of perfect. They're all just really specific types and they play off each other great.
Yeah,
I had a ball.
Horrible Boss is really
good
funny movie. Yeah.
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 And then there's Zookeeper. You know,
right.
then there's Zookie,
Kevin James,
which Dave was hoping was going to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you said you laughed
had a sneaky
at the previews.
Feeling that
so,
it was
there were
be good.
There were a couple of things in the commercial that I laughed out loud. Maybe I'm just getting old and lame, but I thought, yeah, that could be all right.
Do you remember what they were? Because I looked for them.
It's not there,
the gorilla was teaching him how to drive a car or something. I don't know.
He takes the gorilla to TGI Fridays because it's a Happy Madison production, so we have to, you know, plug some restaurant or fast food chain. It's literally a 5-minute scene at the TGI Fridays where they're talking about how great the onion rings are and look at the drinks I'm having. And hey, we dance with the waitresses here at TGI Fridays.
And for a minute, you just get to look at the it's a close up of the menu.
it's staggering. Every movie, every single one of those. Yeah, it's terrible. If it didn't have talking animals in it, it would have been just kind of generically terrible. But it's got talking animals in it, man, and they are unbearable. So irritating.
Really?
God, Sandler. Who thought he would be worse when you can't see him? He's actually he's more obnoxious and less appealing on the ears when you don't even see his face.
I can see that happening, though. Because you can't see him.
And he thinks
he can get away
He thinks he's making up for it. It's like, well, they can't see me, so I better do something extra funny.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh, shut up. Put a sock in your mouth.
Terrible. Do you know what his next movie is?
Yes. Have you seen that trailer?
Jack and Jill?
Have you seen that staggering trailer?
No.
Wow.
Sandler Darren plays Jack and Jill, brother and sister, so it's him in drag. And for some reason, Al Pacino's in love with one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, guess which one. Yeah, yeah. It's like it could be the new career low for Mr. Pacino. Yeah,
you think?
It might be time.
You think?
I don't know. He's had some stinkers lately, but geez, see that trailer. You'll be slack jawed. You'll be going.
So is Zookeeper?
Somebody was talking about the trailer actually, and what was that movie? Funny People that came out a few years back, which was all about him as the comedian whose career is in the toilet. And they said it looks like one of those movies that he would have made as that character, where it's like I'm going to kill myself because everything's terrible. It's It looks, wow. It's
Jack
stunning.
Black's that way too, where everything looks like the Farts movies from Tropical Thunder.
Yeah. He's heading that way too.
Yeah. So wow. Zookeeper was, I mean, was it
stunning? Stunningly bad.
Really? I mean, was it the worst of the year? But worse
there's
than
still that
worse
Big,
than
Mamas.
Big Mamas.
Nope. There's still that Big Mamas to contend with.
All right.
It's not even as bad as the other Kevin James movie, actually, The Dilemma, the one with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
It's actually not even as bad as that because that was. That was ridiculous.
There you go. All right.
But
so,
oof, stay away.
Yeah, okay.
So of the two, Horrible Bosses is the one.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time.
We have two big movies opening up today. The big one is, of course, Harry Potter. This is part two of the seventh movie.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
So this is the eighth movie?
Yeah.
Really?
These movies,
yeah,
again, the first,
less than 10 years. Amazing.
The first seven movies have made $21 billion. Just the movies. Here's a clip from the new Harry Potter movie in theaters right now.
He knows. You know who. He knows we broke into Gringotts. He knows what we took. And he knows we're hunting Horcruxes. He knows if we find and destroy all the Horcruxes, we'll be able to kill him. I reckon he'll stop at nothing to make sure we don't find the rest. Oh, there's more. One of them's at Hogwarts.
What? You saw it?
I saw the castle. And Rowena Ravenclaw. It must have something to do with her. We have to go there now.
What? We can't do that. We've got to plan. We've got to figure it out.
Hermione, when have any of our plans ever actually worked? We plan, we get there, all hell breaks loose.
Are they having sex during that conversation?
I think they're on a Stairmaster.
All right, so what happens in this?
Harry, Ron, and Hermione return to Hogwarts for the epic final battle between the good and evil forces of the wizarding world.
Uh-huh.
Basically, who Voldemort. Wins? I'm not gonna tell you.
Tell me, who wins? Does he die?
Not saying nothing.
I can't. I'm not gonna.
You know, though?
Can't say nothing.
I do know.
Tell me off.
How do you not know?
I don't, because I don't care.
Oh, Darren.
Ouch.
So.
Do you care?
Who hurt you as a child?
Do you care?
No, I really don't.
Okay, well, there you go.
I just wouldn't say it out loud. Oops.
Don't
just did.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Don't ruin it.
I don't know. I'm impressed. Seriously, I'm impressed. 10 years, 8 movies, same cast, whatever. I mean, it's a cool achievement.
Hey, I'm not saying
not
that other people shouldn't enjoy it.
No,
That's fine.
I know you're not. I'm just saying that, yeah, I'm not a fan either. But
I don't understand any of the jargon. I don't know any of what this means.
I forget what happens from one movie to the other because I've only seen him once
and
I never read him.
Wasn't he supposed to die in one of these?
Darren, this is not a conversation we're going to have on the air. people have been waiting for this thrilling conclusion, and I'm not going to say what happens to him.
Okay, well, you tell me off the air.
Off air, I'll be happy to fill you in on what happens.
How do you know?
Well,
you live in the world?
I'm
Well, then why wouldn't they know?
You
know, why wouldn't they know?
If people
that are interested in this,
uh-huh.
They would know more than you.
Let's not ruin it for people.
I don't think is what I'm saying.
There are people that this movie means a lot to,
and
I'm
going to
let them have their day.
I understand that, but the people that it means a lot to,
yeah.
They would already know, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
They're not going to change the ending from the books.
Okay.
You
There's
wouldn't
no way.
Think.
They wouldn't.
That would be
that'd be a dirty trick.
No. Lord, could you imagine? It all ends differently. Ah! God, man.
That would be kind of
rash suicides
actually.
Throughout the world. Good night. Yeesh.
So then who are you keeping the ending from? They read the
just
book.
You, I guess.
I guess just me.
It seems personal now. Yeah.
Yeah, now I don't want you to know. Now,
yeah.
Now I enjoy the fact that I have something that you don't have.
I bet I could Google it, though. Find out.
Yeah.
I suppose you could. Also opening...
Oh boy, I bet your son's going to get a lot of that. I suppose you could.
Also opening today.
Very fatherly there. That little...
Can I jump off the roof, Dad?
I suppose you could.
Also opening today, Winnie the Pooh, a brand new Winnie the Pooh movie.
Right.
Pooh and the rest of the gang from the 100-acre wood go on a wild quest to save Christopher Robin from an imaginary culprit.
Okay.
What's the point?
Does he die at the end?
What's the point of saving him if it's imaginary?
Well, there, Owl. That is a very fine-looking pot of honey you've got there.
And so remarkably gooey.
Gooey? Oh, that happens to be my personal favorite.
Again, all the clips sound like sex is happening.
It's the weirdest day.
Now, is that the guy from one of the patients from the Newhart show? Remember that little
bald guy? It does sound like him.
Yeah, was
isn't that who played him?
The original
Once Upon
Piglet.
A Time?
Yeah,
yeah,
that
okay.
was the same guy, yes.
Is he still around?
No, he's no longer with us, but they have a guy that does Piglet, and it sounds just like him.
It does, know
that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine working with someone whose voice was like that?
Be a long day at the office. This thing, do you know this thing is 65 minutes long? That's outstanding.
That is
Bring
them
on.
That is
Bring
outstanding.
On more Hour 5 movies
and
in my
looks
life.
And it looks like old-timey
It looks like
Winnie
old-timey, yeah. Apparently they
the
don't.
Drawings are, you know.
Nobody dances to a top 40 hit, you know, and
well,
they're not going to.
I think some Keen is in there.
Mm.
That's just in the clips. That's a good trailer.
That's a good song for the movie.
It is a great
song. It is a good
song
for the movie. Yeah, it does kind of get you teary-eyed right
Well,
there.
65 yeah. minutes, I could. I
Jeez,
could,
right?
I could do that.
Take Owen. Seriously. Take the kid.
There it is. Off we go. And we'll be going to Rave Motion Pictures
yeah,
because they.
Hasn't been a Pooh movie in a while, huh?
No, long time. Really long time.
Well, there's been a lot of DVD Pooh movies.
I think
this
they had a Tigger movie a few years back.
You're right.
Did Tigger's they? Big Adventure
that
or something
was,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you the thing about Tiggers is they're wonderful things. And you know why that is? Mm. Their tops are made out of rubber, and their bottoms are made out of springs.
I got to play Tigger twice on stage.
Is that right?
Honest to
did
God.
Did you sing that song?
No, we couldn't afford the rights. But I did bounce like a bastard,
so what,
man.
Did you just
so
mumble things?
We just,
what do you mean you couldn't afford the rights?
Not to those particular songs. We had different songs, you know.
Oh.
It was a musical. We
so
just
when you
didn't,
see Winnie the Pooh the musical,
those.
It's not the Disney songs.
It depends. There are different versions of it because the
could
book's
you afford
been
the script?
Forever. You know that. Yeah, we were okay, and they could afford to pay me, so that's you know life was good. It was
so
all right.
Twice you got to be Tigger.
Yeah, how about that?
Fantastic.
Seriously, it was a good gig. I had fun.
I bet
did
it
have fun.
Was it bouncy?
It was
bouncy. Fun.
I lost 15 pounds the first time I did it just from bouncing constantly. Yeah, it was cool. It was about
really?
it was about a month long run, and yeah, I went down
Tigger
to
size.
I was whippet size by
That's
the end.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a great good thing. I need to do that again.
Rave Motion Pictures is the sponsor of Mike's time here on the show, and we've got a 4-pack of passes to go see any movie you like, including Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, or take the kids to see Winnie the Pooh. Ninth caller right now at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Gets those movie passes. Mike, as always, thanks for your time.
A pleasure, guys. Thank you.